anyway. It's doing the path building by the tenth locha, locha lush. Let me do just to observe Borah, Tosh, and Malachi. That we're holding by the idea of lush. The last stage before the idea of Vishal, Bez Hashem, will be next month. As one point out, the locha of lush is very common, whether in the kitchen or on the table. How it seems that the ideas and how to apply it, the Eilim seem to be lacking upon the knowledge, the protum, the Dukkaho. They point out the floor for two separate reasons. Why? One of the Linda Sigyo, it's a little bit confusing. The different sheets over here, it's not that clear what exactly happens. And second, even if you read the case in Shulchan Aruch, we're unfamiliar what exactly the cases are. It's not that common. We don't know how to apply these cases down practically. Maestro, it's not a local. The local is very simple. We basically have two ideas over here. We have Blila Ovo and a Blila Rako. Something that's a thick consistency, this is the Reisel. And Blila Rako, something that's a Dindrabon, a thin consistency. What comes out of the local is something that's a Blila Ovo, a case of the Reisel. The law is we cannot do it on Shabbos, except in two cases. Either in a situation that we'd be a Makom HaTzorich Kedoymo, we'll ruin the food. We'll get to different cases what that means. Or in a second case, we get skipped in the Sino. We'll have to find how that comes out. But once a Blila Ovo, we're Machmer, less Makom HaTzorich Kedoymo, or we skipped in the Sino. The Greater to Blila Rako, a thin consistency. The loch is a double shinoi, a shin in the nesina, a shin in the gibel, the maisets motor. Very simple. Ad kan da locho. Obviously, there's much more over here. That's, you know, we'll get to. That's our locho, very simple. The starting point, what exactly is the definition of the locho of losh? The point out of Tiladovin and Simresh and Bey is that losh is the opposite of teichen. Teichen, you take a bunch of pieces, and you separate it. Losh is the other way around. You take a bunch of things that are separate, they make it into one. That means, again, very simple. A bunch of pieces that are separate, make it into one. That is the definition of losh. Therefore, build upon this. They speak out, let's say you have a case that you mix things together. The situation the Chadish brings down, you have chitim and sayun, you want to mix them together. Well, then where the swarming down, you have coffee and sugar, or cocoa and sugar. It's in a cup and you shake it together. It gets mixed up, one with another, all the granules. If you get a pleskim, that does not make it one. That's being ma'ariv, mixing it together. That's not losh. The state of losh is taking different granules and making them into one. Flour and water come into one aspect over here. Building upon this concept, you have to make something one. Let's say you have something that's one, and you put water inside of it. When essence, it comes out, you're diluting it. For example, speaks out the Chazon Ish. The loch is when a person has bread, put it inside his soup, when it's a hot soup. The Peskim and Simon Shinri Ches being down, a question, Mitzvah Sugya of Bishul Achafiyo. In fact, the Chazon Ish, one discussed Mitzvah Sugya of Losh. The bread, with liquid inside of it, will make it a doughy consistency. He speaks out the Chazon Ish. What happens when you just put in, if you do an act of Gibel with the bread and the soup, Echnami will make a dough over here. We don't do an act of Gibel, what happened? It's just dissipating, it's separating, coming apart. That is not the state of Losh. Losh is taking things and putting it together, not separating it. Therefore, make it more practical. Speaks out the Achoinim, the Shmir Shabbos, or Letzion, the Chodashoni. Person has Tchina on Shabbos. He has a thick paste over here. He wants to put water inside to make it thinner. In essence, what are you doing? You're diluting it. You're separating things. So if you have a case of Tchina, on the side, sometimes you have little pieces over there, that's mamish granules over there, or that you buy some Tchina and cubes over here and put water inside, that's making mamish tchina on Shabbos, that's, it might be an issue which has to give losh. But when you have something mamish tchina that is purely a paste right now, a thick paste, you want to thin it out. Speaks out the achrinim, that since you're separating the combination that's over here, that's not the concept of losh. Therefore, diluting it, lemaisa, it's not a problem over here. No shaylo. Another example I speak out, a person has mashed potatoes over here. You want to put soup on top of your mashed potatoes. You want to put gravy on top of it. How can you put gravy? It's mixing the gravy together with the mashed potatoes. In essence, what are you doing? You're loosening it. You're softening it. That is not the content of losh. Another example. Until now, we're discussing you put liquid on top of the chino or liquid on top of mashed potatoes. Let's say you put a solid on top of a liquid. It also makes it softer. For example, speaks up Shlomo Zalman, brought down this far in Shmir Shabbos and others. You have, let's say, sour cream. You have a case of shemenet, a case of regular cream, and you put sugar on top. A lot of people like taking sour cream together with the strawberries. My parents do that a lot of time. sour cream in the strawberry, they put sugar on top. So what happens in essence, the sugar on the sour cream makes sour cream not be as thick, makes it thinner. So even though the sugar comes out part and parcel of the sour cream or the cream over here, but since it's thinning it out, again, it's not even liquid, you're putting on sugar, that's a solid over here, speaks out of that. The mice, it's mortar, because that is not losh. Losh, again, is taking separate pieces and making you one. However, thinning it out is not the concept of losh. We'll have to give a thinking of chayda, what that means to be all.
I said over Shlomo Zalman and the Shmir Shabbos. I said over Berelof
and Nirik Losh. We'll see what that means. Now, not today. It's on the Be'ez Hashem. Now, negate the Melach of Losh, what exactly is the Shir? So the Rambam brought down by the Be'eloch said the Shir negate Achila is a Shir Kegregris. And the Beth Melayim saw Rashi in the mission of Ein Gimel that anything negate Achila is the Shir is Kegregris. However, we know the idea of Losh even by Ofer and Afer, by ashes and dirt. Therefore, what's the Shir over there? It speaks out of the Rambam, what is that, said the writer? We don't know what that is. We have a Shir over here. Now, we discussed again of Shir, the Chirma grapple, like we discussed all the time in Barer and Zarev Murakid, is that the Shir of the water? Is it the Shir of the flour, or the Shir of the dough, especially after it rises? Ashal among the Achrinim, in Cheskinach, Shir Shabbos, one time is Nichol Negedo of the dough, Asal Hashani, the Agnetal says, Lisa Beis Behudo, Nichol Shir of the Kemach over here, and it's Machlik Beis Behudo, Beis Rabbi. But they point out, not much of an Afkamino. Kavino Beklolius is the idea of Chashi Shir Negedo to Shabbos. I mean, we have Machlekes in the 8th parak of Yuma, Chatshir Me'a Torah, Rabbi Yechin and Mishlokas, we pass like Rabbi Yechin, Chatshir also Me'a Torah. That's Negeit Achilo of Chelev. What about Negeit Sugya of Shabbos? So by now, the El Masur, numerous times, we're moving down, a little more by Riches and Sinus and Mem, by the Sugya of Graces, by the Sugya of Kreisiv over there, that he tightens, that just like by Negeit Achilo, we have the Isser Chatshir, Negeit all Melochas, it also has Negeit Chatshir. Now he discusses whether it's Teichin, or Kresev, or Grazes, or Burr, we get to get Bishol, same thing, and Gamre and Aura by Ma'amr did not sound that way. Nice to be passing Chachashir. Therefore, over here also, says the Bialacha, he quotes the Chayodun, on the Sugya Al Yada Yad Ma'at Ma'at, he says, the Shia Kikregis negates the Gav Chatos. Less than that is also Matayo. So, nice, we have the Shia Shiboy, again, that's the Gate to the Chachashiboy, but otherwise, anything less than that, the Sul Oivin Isser. Now we're coming off the sugya of Burr and Teichen. By Burr, we know there's a heter of La Alter. By Teichen, you're mobbing down, appealing Rashbo, there's a heter of La Alter. Hagam, the Magavrom, brings down the Shulti Gaboyer and Wasim of Pakbek. However, the Magavrom says the Migal Ilm of Mice is to be Michael, and therefore, nothing do Gedalis Kitsas, the Chef La Alter. Otherwise, Be'ikra did, we pass the heter of La Alter by Kate of Teichen. Do we have a heter of La Alter by Losh? The same concept, we do a La Alter. For example, let's say a person, we'll start from the beginning, puts inside his mouth flour and water, and kneads it together, and then he eats it, chews it. Is there a heter La Alter? So if it's really a vice of Achilo, speaks of Shlomo Zalman, Shmir Shabbos, or Vos, or Shani, others, if it's in the mouth, derech Achilo, they'll have a heter mamish in your mouth, no problem. Now, who exactly would do an act of Losh inside the mouth? So Vos has a tshuva, that they came out there where there was gum in Europe, that how they have it, they made it in powder, you put it inside your mouth, you chewed it, and you made the gum over here, it was a powder, and it gets involved inside the sugya of Losh. He says, inside your mouth, an act of Losh, a mice of Achil over here, there's no answer. He does end off the tshuva, chewing gum, not Mishas Chasidus, not Nikiyatas, Stami don't do that. Fine, women and children, people act like that, but like Bechal, we don't do it. But again, mitzvah aloch of losh in Shabbos, mice are technically in smutter, should not be a problem. Atzad Hasheni, my father, the Shuvah, the Chalapes, he said he spoke over and over with the Knei Baiser, Meir Bandsfer. He says, don't understand, where do we have a hetter inside your mouth? I think what he's explaining is, Bishlam mitamita maisa achilo, may I have a hetter inside your mouth. But better, what do they do with the gum? They made a patent, they can create and make gum inside your mouth, and then chew it and chew the gum afterwards. But the idea of making gum inside your mouth is not maisa achilo. They just gave you powder, you had to put some water on top, so you made sure that you're right, you spit the water. That's not a maisa achilo. It's a maisa of making gum, of losh, and afterwards then you drink it to eat. What's the heter to go do that over here? You might have a heter of shas achilo, but you don't have a heter of making gum inside your mouth. You can't make a chal inside your mouth and take it out. No heter doing a mluch inside your mouth. That is derech afilo. Ka'im zeh a similar machlekes. It seems that people, when they have false teeth, they have to sometimes put it back. What that means, a machlor. Now, when you have this concept, come the they sell in the market, they say, different powder, that they put it inside your tooth, inside your mouth, on top of the powder, and you put it there, the spit inside your mouth will make the powder turn into a glue. Devek. Yevayam it's not a sugya of losh. Speaks to Rav Losner, the mice sits inside your mouth. No problem. Speaks out to Sisli Yezer, there's no problem. Says a falk, Shabbos or for Shabbos, you're not even doing an act of achila. Does it head to inside your mouth? You still do the head to the mouth? Achila, we have a heter. So, who doesn't seem to be in the Shitosa question, and there's a side over here of the mice achila in your mouth, is the heter betolius or not? However, let's say you have mamish and mice achila in your mouth, can't it's water. If that cell wants to have a heter of something inside your mouth, negate the sugya of losh, do we now have a heter when it's not in your mouth? Some of achila, sorry. I mean, it could be the whole time machlokes over here. Rav Losner certainly holds it's a tiny mouth as mutter. Even Machlokes wants to argue, maybe you'll argue because you're not doing an act of achila. Let's negate the act of achila. Maybe you have a heter of doing it. Some of achila also. So, Be'etzem, where's the makor for the heter of Toichin to be the altar? It's a Rashba. The Rashba says, where did he get it from? He says it's a Gemara in Shabbos and Dafkof Mem. The Rashba is Chelik Dal, Simon Einhei. In Shuvi says, where did they get it from? The Sugan Dafkof Mem. What is saying Nafkof Mem? It says over there, Yanchadu Shloshun Erev Shabbos. Halacha is to mark if you finish law for Maskunim, Ben Biyad, Ben Bikli. With Mekor, Losh. Do we see over there? That's the Mekor of the Rashba. So Rashba says, just like about Losh, why is it both the Pshat and Sugya? We'll get to other Pshatim. But the Pshat and Sugya, according to the Rashba, is the head of the altar. Who did Toichin as a head of the altar? That means the whole Mekor, the head of the altar, from Toichin. Says the Rashba is a heter, Makor is losh. No, Makor is losh. He says a dimin to bayer. The Rambam says a klal of bayer, essentially the idea of bayer, but the Rashba says, what Gemara does he have? Where's the Gemara that's coming? Where's the Gemara? Gemara is to give losh. Therefore, there's a big shiloh. What is the heter of eating eggs and onions and oil, not eating it, but making it on Shabbos? Rav Hashem, next time we'll go through 10 reasons why this one comes to be Makel. Shlomo Klug already says, to make eggs and civil on Shabbos with oil. The problem is, you have a bayah, and this is the rice of Losh. So the more Shabbos of Yadar, he asks this question to Dan Fisher, why is Klai Yisrael being lax upon a Shreel of the rice over here? So Dan Fisher says, the service upon a Shiti Yichidoi. So the more Shabbos, so let's go back, this Shiti Yichidoi, this Shiti Yichidoi, this Shiti Yichidoi, and Echapi has a bad idea. I'm going to go ask Dan Fisher, what do you mean by Shiti Yichidoi? So Dan Fisher tells him, he meant the Rashba Shita Heta La Altar. That Shita. Klai Yisrael is making eggs and tzibul, it's how the Rashba's Heta La Altar. That's the Heta. The Maiso, we have a Mogamon by us, he says there is no Heta La Altar. El Rabba Taisha Shabbos, the Shmua Sai over here brings down, and also by the Sugya Bayer, and the end of the Sugya Bayer discusses taking case of a Sumsum, Dvash, and a Glazim together. Speaks out to Mr. Bureau, what is the Issev doing that? He says to Malchim, either the sugya is barer, or it brings out the Mogavam from the Deceptor, the Isser is losh. What's the Nafkamina? Says the Mishabrua, if it's barer, you have a heter la altar. If it's losh, you don't have a heter la altar. That means the Paiskim are clearly passing, there is no heter la altar. That means you have to realize there's a Chiddush over here. We pass the heter la altar by Teichin, up in the sugya of the Rashba from losh. Yet by losh, we don't pass like it. And by Teichin, the meaning of Eilu B'Yisrael on the Heter by Teichin of the altar over here. And Dan Fisher says that's where Shiti Yichidoi Klai Yisrael somehow have an eggs and tzibul. Otherwise, the person don't hold of it. The mice. What?
By Losh.
Yeah, two of the Mishnah was one end of the Kron Samach Vav by Losh, where else? And the other one by Sugya Barer. Twice he says it. Now the shell is, what's the Swat Mechalik? Why by Barer and Teichin we do have a Heter? And why by Losh we bake with Paskin? There is no Heter of the altar. Speaks out of Eglay Tal, simple Svara. The idea of burr, when people eat, the tendency is you have cells in your mouth, you separate cells from Michael. It's a maisa achila in your mouth. So some of the loss will have a heter also. The act of Teichin, says Eglay Tal, we'll make sure you have tiny pieces. You can chew it in your mouth. Big pieces, small pieces, is no difference. So you're allowed to Teichin a maisa achila. So also in some of the achila also will have the heter. Losh, we have no maisa losh in your mouth. It's not derech achila also. Not suravining. Teichin, that's how we eat. Baradasi, even in the way that tells in your mouth. Lush is not what you do. So if so, we have no idea of Derek Losser Belosh, we have no answer to extend it to Semachri Losser. Even if anyone wants to argue and say there is no heter. Kamal Mushlom is Amen, the Shitasai, and says, but maybe that's only a heter of the altar of Klolis, but let's say the whole object, you always do Semachri Losser, maybe you have a heter of the altar. That means we saw already that Mushlom is Amen discusses by case of a Kli by Burr, as Mushlom is Amen, maybe you have a heter, by the case of rice and salt inside. In the case of the Tion, we saw Mushlom is Amen discussing by the act of Teuchen. As a miyuchel altar, maybe you have a heter doing the melacha of teichen, even though it's a case of a kli. Sadeh Shlomo Zalman pashas the same l'shitasai. If every time the way you make materna formula for the child is always the altar, the kachal, if so, maybe you have a heter altar. It's not nichel getting the melacha of l'shalir. I mean, he has a concept of miyuchel altar, one of the iser, and therefore he has a bunch of tzuruf and what you make on materna. That's one of the svaras over here. Why have a baby formula, you have a heter altar, gets a mate for the altar. That's not a malacha. That's what? That's nichol together of derech achilosoi. Maisa, one of the questions of fact fix, says the Megillah Sefer, is best in a sugya of Morrison. The case of Morrison is when a person wants to separate the put a bran with water inside, there's no isin asino, but the gibel is usher, unless you do a case of shesif erev. Otherwise, the gibel is usher. Now, we're giving it to the animals to go eat right before they eat. That's a derech. Morrison gives the animals before they come to go eat. And still, the Paiskim is saying, we have an Issa over here. Not allowed to, you have no heter. So you want to make it right, the heter, something of Yuchel, the altar, a heter. So the case of Morrison is against it. A Bikinus form do not seem to.
You have to do before?
He writes this, that he's assuming, and I would assume so also. You're doing it in the Sabbath, you're not doing it the day before. Before that, especially with Sadam Yisudu Lesudo, especially that way. You're doing it before they, that's the Pashtus. Now, we'll get stick. We'll have to get to instead. We'll get to different levels also, right? Well, there's different levels. 1, 2, 3, 4 kind of levels. What type of formula it's called?
How can a kid drink it?
Well, step by step. Now, negate to the idea of Losh, we basically have two aspects we're combining. We have the flour and we have the water. The water is a binding agent to make the flour into an active dough. So in essence, we really have to discuss two things. The liquid over here. We have to discuss the object over here. To get to the liquid, when every time we have a sugya of mashko, what mashko are we referring to? We know in the Geirta, called Tarkula, this is Zayin mashkim. Yad shochadam, that's Yad, is Yayin and Dvash, Shemen, Cholov, and Tal, in the last case is Dam and Mayim. Is that the Zayin mashkim? That is the sugya of Schikra by the Mepharik, by Peris. Over there, we brought down in Simon Shinchov, it seems to be maybe a Prima Godim, but Dafka Zayim Mashkin. Negev by Losh, maybe is a Dafka Zayim Mashkin? Would it mean any single Mashko? So come on the Elfos of Shlomo, on the Kluger, again, he was before the Chavetz Chaim. He writes him in the Klaya Sol, if you make over the case of eggs and tibble, and onions, eggs and tibble, and oil to make on Shabbos, he has a Bayam and Tadasugio Losh. He has a couple of reasons why to make all. One time is that how do they make the eggs? They put inside of it oil. What oil? Shuman avaz, chicken oil. Chicken oil, is that the Zayim Mashkin? So everyone knows, Holchot Tilas Zayim, the same with Kuftan Ches. Over there, the Mechab brings down the Shuman avaz, that chicken oil is not Nichligel Zayim Mashkin. Or Shuman Locha. If someone wants a Taino, the whole entire Locha of Losh and Dafka by Zayim Mashkin. And Kleisel is making eggs with oil, because chicken oil over here. Chicken oil is no problem. Come along, the Shlom Klugan says, Our oil is Zayim Mashkin. He's saying chicken oil. He wants a miyashin glass of chicken oil. Says, whom I come to disagree with, the Prima Godim. Prima Godim writes Shuman Avaz. He says that clearly, and he says, I disagree. What right to them? Prima Godim have a right to extend it more than Zayim Mashkin. Maybe Dafkin Zayim Mashkin, another case of chicken oil. Might say, who disagrees? So the Mishmur is like Domo over here at Tolkien Slosh. Says, the Vart Sassi starts off right away. Veinat dafk al yidei mayim, who are in dvash, the shum levaz, the chicken oil, the chomini mashko. He comes along and says to Paskin, like the Prima Godim, chicken oil. He says, even in the case of Roik, and can get this very clear, says the Mishnah Berurah, kol mashko, shenilish, v'nidbak al yodom, nichol negeda losh. That means it comes out, what is nichol negeda mashko? We Paskin not like the chomishwam klogro, means all mashko, lav dafka the zayim mashko. a second point negates the sugya of mashko. The idea of mashko is when you're taking flour and water, you mix it together. There are two aspects over here, two different things over here. Let's say you take the food itself and you mash it and it sticks together. There's no outside fact over here. Speaks out the chaznish, negates the sugya of teichin when you mash a banana. Let's say you take the fork and go all the way through. Then the juices come out and they make the banana stick together. He said, besides the sugya of teichin, why aren't you even Issa Losh? You're taking a mashed banana, they fell apart, and then the liquid comes out and makes it stick together. That's mamish, the act of Losh over here. He writes in brackets and says, V'chein Nero, the idea of Losh is you have to have a Dabi Chitzani, two things making one. If it's one thing that separate came together, that's one thing over here. And therefore, one time that's not Nichol in the side of Losh. Speaks of Amisha, Losh has to be two things. You have one thing, a banana, and mash, and the old liquid made stick together, that's not Nichol in Gedder of Losh. The way the Chodeshani explains it is Be'etzim Mishana Tzura Sapri. It's the same pre in a different Tzura. That's not creating anything. That's just making it one form to another form over here. Hagam, the Isa Tiladovit, the Mesubik about it, Shri Shabbat wants to be Machmer, Shlomo Zalman says it's not Poshit, the Sisoid. Be'ik this one, Kamlum, go like a Chadnisha, Moshe. The idea of Mashka has to be a Dov Chitzani and not the thing itself. Is that 201? Interesting question. Again, it depends on what you hold by butter. It's 2 minutes and 1 minute. So that'll be the second. Now, Megat Talosh. Again, he said, what happened to Losh over here? He said, Toichin, we'll have to do a Sheena Gomer, the handle of a spoon. What happened to the second of Losh? So Losh is not the second of Losh over here. But the bottom line is the banana can't smell. That's Toichin, yeah, come on Toichin.
The bottom line, can't do it.
Bottom line, Kiddush Sheena Gomer. Now, it comes out over here, we'll see among the Paiskim, the idea of making something one is lav dafka, the idea of putting flour into water and making a new substance over here. But even sticking things together is also nichol together makes something one. One aspect over here. Now, coming back to the discuss, let's say this mashka over here is something that's cadulated. Basically, mayonnaise. Something, I said that correctly? How do you say it? Coagulated. So something is coagulated substance over here. So you have this concept that something that's congealed. Is that nichol in the gedda of Losh? Is that nichol in the gedda of a mashko? I mean, basically, the Ilum discusses a case of simple Hellman's mayonnaise. Is that nichol in the gedda of a nathino? I'll just explain the question over here. What comes off the basic sugyo, we have the Morris is a brisa. Someone has Echad gives the offer, one gives the mayim. Achlik Sabyosi by Yehuda and Rabbi, what the loch is. Yoshi by Yehuda says, by the sinus of Mayim is not even Issa Minatoro. Masha Enkin Rebbe says, you're even Issa Minatoro. Why? You still have the Chiba over here. Now, we can come up to be Chosh Rebbe, there's an Issa of Nasino. That means to make eggs with oil, the Sinus Shabai, is a Blil Ovo, Issa the Raisto, there is no Heter to make it on Shabbos. That means, before, the idea of making a Shinoi, when you're doing the idea, Shino works only with Getaloko, Negeta, a Sugyo of Blil Rako. And in the Gibel, well, it's Blil Ovo, there's no Heter in the Shinoi, but it's not in the Sinus Shavoi. If you go like Rabbi, that means the top Rashi on Dafkuf Nun Vav Ben Aleph, the basis of being down the gear, so that Gam Mashal takes it out. Rashi is very clear. If it's Ovo and in Rabbi, there's no Heter in the Sugyo Shinoi, the Baya is in the Sino. Now, if we understand that way, that again, we hold Ovo as the Raisa. I'm not sure if Rabbi Shito. And the reason why we hold the Shina does not work in the Sino, because the switching the order around is Losh Lachrin, is a Shina Ketzas. I mean, a Shina Gum over here, that's Albeis. Let's say we can make a little of on Shabbos, skipping the Nesino. Now, a very simple way of skipping the Nesino. Again, we're saying we have eggs, and you want to put all on top, it's a little of, there's no way to do it on Shabbos. No way. But let, what? Okay, we don't go like the Rashba. That's a Shiti Chidoi, massive Kiddush over here. Right, Mishwur says, no head to Walter. So the shell is, what to go do? We have a Bayav, is there Isa? So can we skip the Nesino? One simple Eitzah, take the whole egg, one salad, put it on your plate, pour oil on top. Does it stop mixing? No, it's a salad egg. Put oil on top, nothing happened. Now you want to do an act of Shina Gomer, meaning you do a case of Shesiv Erev. Or you take your hands and knead it together, or any other each new will have to get to Bezrem next Chaburo. Different ways of doing shinuim over here. Now what happened, you did shinuim in the gimbal. And the shinuim in the gimbal is shinuim gober, and you skip the nesino, the chur, it's mutter. That means even though by Bli Lo'ova there's no way of doing a Shabbos mitzvah Nesino, if you skip the Nesino, you ain't doing a Shabbos. You go Shini Gomer, Shini Gomer, and the Kippel. No problem.
Mashing it into the
wheel is not going to be good. No, that's good. You mash it with the Shini Gomer. You're doing it with the hands. You're doing it with the Shini Gomer. I am. It is the Nesino. But Shini Gomer works. The only reason why Nesino, the Shini does not work is switching the order that Shini Ksas. But if I do a Shini Gomer in the Nesino, doing my hands, no problem. Now that you said the Kippel is from agreed to. Once we understand that you said this MS, what?
Why mixing his problem in the
cinema? Are you asking on him or on me? So you're asking on him, okay, so.
mixing is
the shin in the cinema? You can say in Russian either non or kaina cinema, but I'm like, shin and gomer. Shin and gomer works. It doesn't work, but again, the cinema, what's the shin and the cinema? Switching the order around. That's a shrach in the cinema.
When you're
mixing it in the gibel, could be even though that you call it in the scene also doing two things, call it in the scene. Who cares? That's Shini Gomer. Shini Gomer likes it works a lot, but it'll be la'ava. Now, with that yisod of here, let's understand what mayonnaise is. That's when you put water on top of flour, what happens? Starts affecting each other. Starts mixing already. Except does not do a good job. You have to do an active gibel. Let's say you have thick mayonnaise, something that's coagulated, so something that's very thick over here, and now you put it on top, it just sits there. Nothing happened. So the question is, do we come along and skip the Nesino with an active mayonnaise? Great answer. That means you want to make eggs with mayonnaise in Shabbos. Not eggs with oil, eggs with mayonnaise. Hummus mayonnaise is zero answer. So come along for Shabbos, and he says, quotes from Shlomo Zalman, might is another way of skipping the Nesino. The Simcha Bonham, he brings down Schoenberg with this question, who's Mekel. He brings down Chaska Roth, the old prince, the new prince, he took it out, don't know what happened, but the Mice, the old prince, who's Mekel. And then the Simcha Bonham brings down this Eitzah 5 different times, the Rosh Shabbos brings down this Eitzah 7 different times in the Sefer. Fine, and Mechaz Ish brings it down, the Al-Mashulis brings it down. They bring down a very simple Eitzah. Use mayonnaise. Mayonnaise by Bli Lo'ova, you skip the Nesino, do a Shini Gomer in the Gibel, the Mice is Motor. Now this idea, you can argue with factors with different avenues. Number one, the question was asked to the Chodeshani and Chabnievsky. Chodeshani says he was not masking this letter. He said the whole person doesn't get it. He thought to do a Shina in the Sino. It's not enough to just doing an act of doing a Shina Gomer. So I have to switch it around. It's a little get of Raka. He said Chabnievsky, you want to say also the Chodeh told you Rebbe, it's all Tosser. So number one, those who seem to argue. But I think more, number two, the Chodeh, the Mephoshe Prima got him not this way. Black and white. If you go to me, he says this case is Shuman Avaz, by the chicken oil, he says next case. Udavash Koresh, you have congealed honey. He said over there, according to Rebbe, there's no Chiv Chatos. Walk the Shias Kik Regulus. Then we're saying, what happens over here when you have the honey on top of this thing over here, the reason why you're not Chiv Chatos, because it's thrown in the Shear. We said already, the Chashi is also material. So the Meduik in the Prima Godim, even it's a deraiso, except what you don't have, you won't get skila for it. But the maestro is still even it's a deraiso. Divash Koresh, according to Rebbe, is no chiv chatas. Why? It's an achson the shirk of Gregorius. Maestro, I see the Orch Shabbos, he is a question upon himself, and the people got him against him. So the maestro says, first of all, maybe the ik is of Yeshu by Yehuda, not like Rebbe. Why the Shvi Shabbos is agrees and it makes a lot of sense. So they argue the people got him. He seems he wants to argue. Kiddush. Void, we have to also get to. He wants to tell you that the whole idea is the ik of Yeshi by Yehuda. Yeshi by Yehuda, the ik is the Gibel. We'll get to Bezer Hashem. That's something that's alarmed by Gibel. Which Shmua says, even Kodiyo, Yeshi by Yehuda, the sin is a mime is the Raisa. Eggs by mayonnaise is one that eats us, that the Archa Shabbos is given the eats by eggs. Eggs, Pasha is a lot by Gibel. So the Kluger writes is a lot by Gibel. Therefore, the Sino is also an Issa Deraiso. So it says, the Orch Shabbos, the Ik is the Yeshi by Yehuda, the Ik is the Gibel. What do you mean? The Ik is the Sino by Labar Gibel, according to Yehuda, the Issa Deraiso. What? So you guys are like Shitosa, he's saying.
No,
we'll get to it. No. He's saying he's asking us the Sina. We're going to ask him to have the Sina Shibai. No. Void? No.
Putting in the words,
right? Making a gilbert. Right, maybe the next point, which is what you're saying, we have third point of error. That means, first of all, number one is that those who argue on the Shalom Zaman are for Shabbos. Number two is before Shabbos Prima Gun that way. And to answer it, Yesh Lod to say you don't go to Prima Gun, especially when it's Lab by Gibel. Number three is that's the Metsiah Shabbos. That means, Bishlema, you come along and tell me you have a whole day egg and you put it all on top, nothing mixed. When I went to a Berkowitz, I said, you put the mayonnaise on top of things. Maisa at the level of stuff mixing. A little bit.
That's what he's saying, it's not.
For example, the case they want to discuss is making chrenes. Took mayonnaise on top of the chren. Especially when the chren over there is lav liquid, it starts affecting one to another. Especially when I tell me this really mayonnaise over here, surely it affects one to another over here. It's more of a liquid, now Hellman's more thicker. But even I think Hellman's, it starts affecting a little bit. That's Chashi Osimatari over here. The Rosh Shabbos Maisa asks this question upon himself also. So I can tell me where the Maisa was touching, starts affecting himself. Nah, that's not Nechel Gedev of Lush. Lush has to go in between the Purim, sticking to each other, not Nechel Gedev of like they have Lush over here. I'm not sure what that means. The Maisa is affecting one to another over here. So Maisa, we had the idea of putting on mayonnaise on top. Now again, by Lush, what to go do, there are two sides over here. You can argue, Shtak to be Machmer, either Mitzad Echon Hashani and the L'chaim, number one. Number two, it's clearly the case of the Prima Gadim, and number three, it's how the Sugim and Tzias. If you don't know if I care, let's mice to be Mekel. Mice tell me most of them seem to be Mekel over here. Somehow they seem to ignore the Prima Gadim. Or you can argue and say that we don't pass like Rabbi, the Ikkins are based by Yehuda. You have to know what to do by a case of Lava Kibul. You could get involved, maybe Chashir is only Din Dirab Bonim. Those who want to argue in the comments, Chaim. I can even say a fourth point, a very important technical point. Who is Dov Shem Eskavin? With the pick ratio, the Ichbislai. The whole idea of putting it on top is you plan to mix it. So true that it might be no nichle at all, because you can anyway do a mixing afterwards. So you can argue the point of the psik ratio, so ich mislay, but the drabonon. So whole shal is a drabonon, the ik is rebbe over here, the loaf of mice will be mekel, so I'll argue the point, maybe it's not to be mekel. Maisa, again, the two sides, I hear more swat to be machmer, look what, there's another eitz over here. Now, you have to also realize one more point, before we get to another eitz, that if Zachar v'Shomer, a Falk, and also the new Simcha Bottom say, depends what type of mayonnaise. There are machalk whether it's thin or thick. That means the Helmer's mayonnaise is much more thicker than the Israeli mayonnaise. Also, they get to the ketchup. You want to make ketchup together with mayonnaise. Also, the ketchup mayonnaise cell is much more thinner, the Heinz is much more thicker. They also have to get involved with that aspect. Before I weigh around this question, before everyone agrees to the aside, I think, I spoke over with Berkowitz, the Levada, if you skip the scene, it works. The question is mayonnaise skipping the Nesina or not? So I'll give you a simple answer. Put the eggs, that's all mashed on one side, put the mayonnaise all on the other side, side by side. They're not touching each other. Then take it, and take your hands and mash it together. Or whatever, take your kurz, the shashi barev, or another shinim we'll get to. In essence, you're skipping the Nesina, and what are you doing? You're doing a shina gomer when you're mixing together by the active kibble. That means the whole argument against mayonnaise is when you're putting one on top of another, is affecting it not. Does it look like the act of Lush over here? Is there a bayav, a chatashir over here or not? Is a chashir still a pool over here? But mamish side by side, I did nothing. There's no melacha. We didn't know melacha. It's like a whole egg, you put the oil on top. Same thing, you put the egg on the side, mayonnaise on the side, l'chur shmi motor. They're missing that, then they do, that's a shina gomer. By Blila of a Shina Gomel, the Maisa works according to Rabbi. Right, he's skipping the Sina. A Shina Gomel, the Maisa works. The only reason why, again, the Sina does not. But of a Machba, because in the Shina, in the Sina, the Shina Ksas. But we have an act over here where you can skip the Sina aspect. And the way you're mixing it is through a Shina Gomel, Shesiv Erev, according to Bioshi by Yehuda, it's the Raisa of a. He's Mekel. So according to Rabbi, also be a derisal. He's also Michael. There's no difference over here.
If I have a bowl, I put a divider in the middle of a bowl, and I put liquid on one side, and I put flour on the other side, and I take away the divider.
That moment of what goes over and mixed by itself.
So that's
but here, that's no, at the moment I'm doing a shinoi. The mix, at the moment, the shinoi is happening, shinoi gomer.
Why would you take a spoon of mayonnaise and then go straight in and start mixing? That would also be...
That's a great question. Great point. Now, That's mitzad the mashkil. Mitzad the object over here, discussing the case of flour over here. Now, what objects are nechal negeder of lush? I mean, first, are things that people eat, nechal negeder of lush. That's the case, chardol, shuklayim, the case of shum, kamakoli, the matzmil, shishisa. These are all things that are made by people to eat, flour and water, that might be nechal negeder of lush. Negeder, I think, that animals eat, second case, that's more so, nechal negeder of lush. Not things that no one eats, not animals, not people. The Gemara's case is offer and afer, ashes and dirt over here. The case of here is Sanmodim, in the case of the Mishkan, the case of the Mishnah, Zion Base, case of Sanmodim. What about things that not Gdula Karko? The fourth thing over here. That means the case of the Mishkan is to do it a pass, or Sanmodim, or Gdula Karko. What about both Gdula Karko? But let's say something is not Gdula Karko. Just bring out the question. We know already by certain malachas do not apply by things not Gdula Karko. We learn the malacha Zayr, the Bealacha, the end of Simin, the Shinchav Aleph, being done Kiveger, but there's no Issa the Raisa, the things not Gdula Karko. The gate to Ma'amar, we had the loch and simishin men. The things in Nakhdul Karkal and Maisa Mutu, that's a daimu like case of salt. And again, the Sugyot Dosh, the Gemara brings down, Machalik and Huda and Habon, we pass like Habonon. There's no Issa Dosh, but things in Nakhdul Karkal. By Toychen, on Simon Sifestubi and Shinchov Aleph, we had the shadow of why that's so, we had the loch and no Issa of Toychen, but things in Nakhdul Karkal. So I mentioned four malachas that we bring down the concept that not negir the things in Nakhdul Karkal, institute a pass. Atzal Hashani, where do we see that does apply? By the case of Burr, we report on Rashi, Dav Aynal and Beis, which we examine the Taz, that applies by things that aren't knocked to the Karkun, isn't there Iso? The Gate is to get Bishul, we'll see even cooking metal, there's nothing to get out of things knocked to the Karkun, even isn't there Iso? So we have a question, we have certain times, we have by the steward of Pass itself, things that knocked to the Karkun is not to be there Iso, sometimes there are nothing to get out of it, isn't there Iso? And if you want to see a little barich that's going to involve the Klum Gedorim in the Al-Mashulish in Ma'amer in the back in Seven Bays, here's a bunch of pages getting involved. What exactly the Prot in the Klum Gedorim? When do we say this idea and how do we apply the idea of things in Nakhdul Karkh and negate numerous malachas in Siddur to pass? The Shal is negate to Al Siddur, negate to Losh. Things that are Nakhdul Karkh. It's a common beginning of Shalom Kludro, and another reason why it wants to be Makel with eggs and Sibyl and oil on Shabbos. Besides, maybe chicken oil, he says, you know why? Because eggs are not do la karko. I says, come lumpy machwa by sugar of even bosser, maybe they'll get a do la karko. Which brings that down. They have bosser to gdulim. This is gdulim. What is they'll get a do la karko to make over here? He said, maybe especially in the case that eggs are not bar gibel. It's not bar gibel, but in the case of not do la karko, he wants to make over. Zabnezi this way, at least in the Shidu of Yerisa Behudo, there's I told the Shmuel this way, they only make all things in Nakhdula Karko. The icky question is, come on Nishmas Odom, he points out the Gemara's case is offer. And he says, well, Yapi Svora, says the Chayodom, what's the Chilin Svora between Bishul and Lush? Bishul is saying even a Siddurai, so why should Lush the Melach right before him be any different? The Moshe Chumwe discusses this. The Gate is speaking of Teichel versus Lush. He says, again, it being the cash of offer, Nakhdula Karko, that is the case of over here of Ikka of Lush. And he says, Kamlunga says, Avada by Lush is Isner Isa, even Nakhdula Karko. Nakhdula Karko?
It's
Nakhdula Karko. Still, the Gemara says, Yo, even Isser. Nakhdula Karko. What? Afer? I say, you mean offer, sir. Offer. Not do a karka, that's something wrong. What? The Maisel, if so, coming with Moshe, he says we have to realize we have to lock us some one way, some another. What is the get over here? That means it's very hard to sound the getter. So, the way how Moshe says over, he says, is chilka poshut. Think that the melechza karka, like zer, ma'amer, dosh, maybe toichin, things that you do in the field, that's nechal negeder, things that we do in the karka, goes in the field. So, melacha done in the field. We do winnowing in the field. Ma'amer gathering in the field. Dosh in the field, toichin in the field. Mash enkein, things that are not done in the field. Therefore, the case of losh, you do at home. The act of official, you do at home, in the store. Those things are nechal negeder, not melacha the karka. Therefore, that is serious, even things not do the karka. Oh, that's the problem I have with this mahalach. That I'm not clear with. So I want to ask back my father, great minds think alike. And that clearly, Ramosha left, put Burr to the side, now to address it. The Chura Burr, in the order of the Lam Test Malachas, is what? Zer, Burr, then Teuchen, then Raked. That means Teuchen is after Burr. Teuchen is a pool that you do in the Karko. That means it's still in the field. Burr is an act before you do in the Karko. In the field, take away the rocks from the kernels over here. It's in the field. That's just the order, that's what happens over here. And somehow the understanding and applying the act of Burr is snichel in a pool that not melech zakarko. Mashen ki toichen, so Moshe nichel again melech zakarko. That I'm not clear how to answer.
What do you do in both places?
When? But where? But we're in the Sidur de Pass. We're in the Sidur de Pass.
That's the first time. That's the first time.
But we're in the Sidur de Pass. I might do it now, but you can have to do it with the Mishkan and the Sidur de Pass. We're in some Sidur de Pass was done that way. That means we know that. That's afterward. We're stirred a passage that way.
From the flour.
We have stones in the flour after you grind it up. After you sift it. Again, we took out all the stones and I ground it up. And then you sift it. Rock is in the house. So where's butter? You're doing after Teichi, you do butter. Again. When you bring it home already.
Yeah.
So then the Mechadish, just like Gemara said, the two Chayushes, Yishalmi and Babu, right? Gemara says, right, Eretz Yisrael. They want to say, it depends, Eretz Yisrael and the Chosnoros, right? The two Burrs over here. I know one says it, everyone knows, Pasha. Fine, can't say. Cancer. No, fine. Maisa, you do have to realize by now, the gate to making eggs and civil, again, we get to 10 of Terim over here, none of them are good. But Maisa will come out and solve over here. Three of them, Maisa will be mutter ready. One means how to sing of the altar, Rashba. One mitzvah, the sugya of Shuman Avaz is not one of the Zayin Mashkin. One mitzvah, the eggs are not the karko. Now, this was more that dumb of a kolis, what's going on over here. Go through a little bit of the sugya. Make your focus on the sugya on Sunday, go through three sugyas, and on Sunday go sit by sit what says on the page. But now go more of a kolis, what's happening over here. It's not the sugya Shavuot. We have a braisa on David Ches and Aleph, and we have a braisa on David Kufin Heim and Beis. The braisa says, Echad nois is a kemach, echad nois is a mayin. Says Rabbi, the one who gives a maim is chayiv. Said Rabbi Yosef by Yehuda, Lamaisa is not chayiv until you do an act of kibul. A clear machlekes. What is the slate of the machlekes? The some say kibbutz the same idea. The way they say the bar kibul. Bar kibul is a sefer written by Mechaim Knievsky's son. He has two svarim, one on losh and one on oil. And the whole sefer on losh. So you want to say the slate of the chilik over here is what's machlekes Rabbi Yosef by Yehuda and Rabbi? Is the slate to mix things, or is the slate to make it into one? That means according to when you put up the wood on top, right away it starts mixing. Could the Rebbe Yechai for it? Could the Beis Behuda, but you have to make it, stick it together, you have to knead it together, make it into one. That's the Issa according to Beis Behuda. Cain said if you want the Eglital, his lotion is, you'd be doing a kovas, a maim and a kemach together, you mean associating one with another, that is the Issa according to Rebbe. Mashaykh, Beis Behuda, the Issa making guf echad. Same idea, different words over here. But basically, the issue is it making be'etzim one, associating one with another? Now, once we have this machlikis, how do we paskin? So, pashas is we have a steerus mishnayis. We have a sam mishnah daf yinzayin of a beis, the gate the sugya of putting on shur d'yoy dafkan er Shabbos, that's saying it's pasling lalocha like Rebbe, this issue mishnah sugya of the sino. Mashenkin, we have a sam mishnah, a kutun heim of beis, like a beis by Yudo, and a sino mice's mutter. Mashenke, the only time is owned by the act of Gibel. We establish nice one way versus the other. How do we pass him? So it's clear that Beis Yosef being down that the big three, the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, he come, they pass him like a Beis by Yehuda. There is no Isteraisa by the Sinas Samayim. And therefore the Bialocho and the Sharatin is very nice. He makes a list of Rishonim. He quotes 11 Rishonim the Pasuk's way. I see 6 Rishonim that way. Basically, we have 11 Rishonim the Bialocho Chavetz Chaim says that Pasuk like Beis by Yehuda. Really place him that say the loch is that there is no Issa in the Sino, Minatoyo, only the Gibel. The words of the Beis Yosef and Simon Shin Chavdal, very important to learn Shin Chavdal from Gimel. Over there he says, Vahochi Naktinon, that's how we pass him. And then we see by us, he has a Stam, Yeshayim. The Stimius is like the way we show him to be Makel in the Sino. Mashenk is being held Yeshayim, the same for Trumo to be Machmer, the Klal and the Machaber, Stam Yeshayim. A loch is Stam. Now, Kedarka is the Maruch among the Bnei Svard. When the Mechaber brings down the Yesh Oimim, does it mean the Ik is a Stam? That's the Bi'Oimim. Well, no, it means we should be Choshish for the Yesh Oimim. But if you're stuck, this is Stam. Well, the Tzion says it means his shita is means to be choshev yesh aimim. Otherwise, why bring it down for him? And the mechaber, according to the Yom, no, that means ik is like the stam. Why? So we have a mechaber hachi nakino nikin of yesh by Yehuda. Atzana sheni. That's true that we have two mishnayos and usually the halacha kibastro like the last mishnah. We also have a klal halacha Rabbi mechaverov. And since we have two mishnayos over here, says the Reim, we're going to pass like Rabbi. That's the klal in Kabbalius. And they have the Chavetz Chaim brings down six rishonim this way, or you want our eight rishonim this way. And they pass halacha like Rabbi. It seems that mine is in the raisa. So we have machlokes clear among the rishonim. 11 verse 6 called the Chavetz Chaim is the ikir like a beis by Yehuda is the raisa by Gibel. Or the halacha is the deraisa is also in the case of the sinas mayim. Halacha, come on the place kim, and bring down this is chumas adeshin and chum and chelgal from the gimel, says with noigin to be machmer. That means we pass on the grace of Yehuda, but we bring choshish for Rabbi Shita by the sugyu nasino. Therefore, the Ramah, he writes in the Akimoshi and Shibach Abdal, Nakdina lechumro, be choshish for Rabbi Shita. Which the chayotum, the grass, came on lechumro. Therefore, the Mishmu again in Simon Shimon Chavdal, he writes, Noigim Lahachmer, the mini Kleisel to Machmer Nechush for Rebbe. That means, number one, Remachlik Tanoim, Rebbe and Abyeis Bar Yudo. Number two, Remachlik Shushin Mahari Paskin, like Rebbe or Abyeis Bar Yudo. Number three, the Wari Paskin, the Mishmu, Api the Ramo, Api the Chumas Adeshin, Nechush Lechumro. That means, Be'ik the Abyeis Bar Yudo, will take on the Chumar Rebbe by the Sigil of Nesina Samayim. What is the nafkamina, the main nafkamina we're taking on the Chumah of Rebbe? We mentioned beforehand. Once a blila ovah is the deraiso, there will be no way of making it on Shabbos. Once the sina is an is deraiso, says Rashi speaks out, according to Rabbi Shita, there's no way to do a shinoi in the sina on Shabbos. If a blila ovah cannot make it on Shabbos. However, one thing we mentioned before, and we could skip the sina, void the Mishmua and the Mishpash come along and say, the ikur we pass on Yosef Yehuda, and therefore makom adchak v'doymo b'samach lahokul like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Now, just to speak out the cases that Sforim say, one case we say with samach Rabbi Yosef Yehuda speaks out the Mishmur according to Taz. Person has this sign over here and he wants to mix it with his chaimitz, makes a certain mixture over here. Says if you make an erev Shabbos, the skalkal taimoi won't taste as good. The way the Sforim say, negate to making eggs before we had refrigerators. That means people want to make eggs Shabbos morning. They point out in those days before the refrigerators, you make before Shabbos, nothing kept it fresh and spoiled very quickly. And therefore, it's got no time. Therefore, for this reason, we want to worry about Rabbi Shita over here. Building upon the Mishmurah, they say that means, they explain the Mishmurah. Mishmurah doesn't mean it got bad. It means it doesn't taste as good. In fact, it does not taste as good. We have a heter not to worry about Rabbi Shita. We'll go like a Yeshi by Yehuda. The loch is a person who can make it on Shabbos today. Now, certain people tell me the sense that they don't appreciate on Shabbos, but I think most of us cannot really tell much of a difference between Erev Shabbos or Shabbos. We'll just have this head to get to eggs. This one had to clear the Mishnah when it won't taste as good on Shabbos, you have a right to make it on Shabbos, and Semech and Abyeis by Yudah, Aleph. A second example is from Speak Out, making food for kids. The Chanush says, making mosaics for kids, especially in Sandy's site in Hilchot, medicine on Shabbos and Shimon Shimchav Chesed Yitzayin, kids are always nichol gedem chelushin mesakano. Kids are nichol gedem tzarech. Can you make chelushin chav b'yisim by Yehuda and not worry about Rabbi Shita? Our third case is from Speak Out. Any case of a chayla, all tiyav ahead on Shabbos, not to worry about Rabbi. You can not have to worry about the scene between the Issa deraisa. A fourth case is the Chazanish speaks out, but Makom Hefsid. A fifth case speaks out the Chazanish. A case of Tzar Balachayim. We came across a Mishabu and Simon Shin Beis discussing a person has mud that's dried up on his foot. Says the Mishmura, put it underneath water, don't worry about the sugya of Gibel, because it's Kala Achayad. Rekha Achorinim, why do you have to worry about Gibel with Kala Achayad and Mokum Tzayla Gazru? Well, it's the sugya of Nesino. So we see the Mishmura holds, because it's Mokum Tzayla Gazru. But Tzayla Balachayim won't apply, won't worry about the Issa Nesino over here. A sixth time the place coming down is that the Bialocha says, let's say a person made eggs on Shabbos. He's not allowed to. For to Rabbi, Moses Heter. So Mishmur brings down the Eli Rabba. It's Machlik is Rabbi and Beis Bar Yehuda. The Mokim B'di'evet, which stems from the Iker Shita, or God like Beis Bar Yehuda, did a Shina the Gibel. Like the clown we had in Simon Shimon Ches to come to Beis Mishmur by the Sigur of Bishul. Anytime that Ashita holds something Yibud Lachat Chila to be done Shabbos, there's no Knas. But also the Geb to B'di'evet, there'll be no Knas. The seventh time the Shmur brings down the Mokim Adchak, and the eighth time the Shmur himself brings down. Let's say you forgot to make it before Shabbos. it's needed on Shabbos. Now, what does it mean needed on Shabbos for Yishlodin? But the case in the Mishnah we're sending to, the case of Charoises, the person has to have Charoises Lala Saito. He has to. If he got to make it before Shabbos, can you make it on Shabbos? When Shabbos comes out on Yom Tov? So Mishnah Berurah brings down up in the Taz over here. The Maisa person can make it. Now the Sharetzin gets involved with maybe doing a case of Raka, not Ovo. Because why? For the case of Ovo is Deraiso. Maybe Chorosh have a right to make a case of Raka. Therefore, there's no need over here to make it on Shabbos. Maybe there is no need. Uvucha, Mishnah has no maskon over here. But the Sain Shabbai, if it is needed, you have to do Ovo on Shabbos, you'll have to not to worry about the Shito of Rebbe. Because anything that's needed on Shabbos, again, you had to make before Shabbos. You forgot. There's no knas. You have a right to make it on Shabbos. So I mentioned 8 cases that even though we're chosh for Rebbe, it's firming down, but don't worry, the Ikka Locha is a grace by Yehuda. That's the Ikka Locha, and therefore Shina and the Gibel of Mice would work. Don't worry about the Nesino. Hagam, it's firm point out, but let's say in the regular case, you forgot to make it before Shabbos, and you should have made it before Shabbos, and you could have made it before Shabbos. That's not something that's needed for Shabbos, what that means. Coming from the point down for the Mishmur on the Taz, how in the world do you make this case of Chaim to top the Chaim? Says the Mishmur only Belila Rako. You don't have a heter from say of Oynik Shabbos. Oynik Shabbos is not the heter. It's not a heter. Mishmur says usually you always make Chaim with this Chaim over here with Belila Oval. If you forgot and you should have and you didn't, no. Then do Belila Rako, Chosh Rebbe Shito. That means, yeah, we Chosh Rebbe. Machem et Chak and its clone will be Mekel. As Tamas, you forgot, that's your Chayis. Chayis, that's a mitzvah, that's something else over here. But if you forgot, the Maisi, you have no head to be swimming upon it on Shabbos. Now, speaks of the Achorinim, with Shabu and others, they were saying over here, they were passing the Ikka like Beis by Yehuda, the Isser is only in the Nesino, the Raiso, and not, the Isser is only the Gibel, the Raiso, and not in the Nesino. Is there an Issa Rabbanon in the Nesina according to Rabbi Yosi Bayehudo? Issa Rabbanon. So Mishmura writes a couple of times, there is an Issa Rabbanon. I just had a bunch of cases to be Samech and not worry about the case in the Nesina. Mishmura himself points out, Lechura, I cannot say all cases are Issa Rabbanon. The Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yosi Bayehudo, by Morsel, the Maisa is Mutter. By Kamakala, by Shisa, the Maisa is Mutter. So Mishmura says, in his first tirade, he wants to answer, that when Tzarech Achilas Odom, but Tzarech Behem, but there's no Issa Rabbanon, even according to Rabbi Yosi Bayehudo. There'll be an Issa Rabbanon by making an offer, on maybe on the case of Tittle here, do these things are Issa Rabbanon. But Tzarech Achila, Chazal did not make an Issa Rabbanon. It's another option, maybe Labai Gibel. The main tariffs seem to go, things that negate Achila. Once you're stuck, you want to do something on Shabbos for your child, do not worry about the Sugi Nasina, negate Rabbi Yosi Bayehudo. There's no Issa Rabbanon, only the things not negate the Sugi of Achila. There's a Sharetzin by us in Shinchov Aleph, in Sevkotin, in Samach Aleph, and then there's a Bialocho in Shinchov Dalas, Sev Gimel, Vepur Bialocho, and it goes to the Sugyo.
The Sharetzin says both Tirutzin?
No, over here it only says one, and the Bialocho says the second Tirutz. In Shinchov Dalas, Sev Gimel. He said the Labba Gimel Tirutz. The first Tirutz is the Sharetzin over here. First Tirutz is Achila, there's no Dirabonon, by Behemo and by Odom. That's Sharetzin. So it comes to Samachalov. He gets about, not this question, if I remember correctly. Now, we're saying over here that comes out according to Rabbi Yosi Bayehudo, and especially the way of the Rambam and the Mechaba Paskins, that negate the sinus of mind will never be an Issa D'Raiso. According to the way we'll get to the Rambam and the Mechaba, whether it's a Bar Gibel or not Bar Gibel, there'll never be an Issa D'Raiso by the sinus of mind. Never will be that way. The problem is, can't be. The Rambam in Parakhes that says, Anoisin Zera Pishtin, you have seeds of flax, or Simsimin, the sunflower seeds, you put them together with water, Chayim Mishum Losh. You have an act in the Sino of Mayim on top of these flax seeds over here, you even Issa the Raisa of Losh. Brought down by the Mechaber in Simon Shin Mem Sif Yud Beis. That means the Rambam and the Mechaber. They hold there's no Issa D'Raiso ever by the Sisa Maim with a Bar Gibel, not Bar Gibel. Somehow they come along and say, however, you have these flax seeds with water, you even Issa D'Raiso by the Sisa Maim. So if you read Mechab over there and Simon Shemem, Sif Yubayis, you look to the Taz and Mishmur the Mar Avram, and all three say nothing. Nothing. What's Pshat over here? It's Chayiv. How can we Chayiv over here? So the other Shabbos on this question, where the Chayim answer, they point out, before the Yisayid of Losh is, according to Yisrael Yehuda, there are always two stages. The Sin Samayim and the Gibel. But let's say there is no two stages, there's only the Sin Samayim, and you do not need a second stage. It all happens within the Sin Samayim. That means to get to flour and water, you put the wood over there, what happens? It doesn't come a dough yet. You have to knead it to make it into a dough. But let's say you have a Nesin Samayim and all happens with the Nesin Samayim. The Gibel happens by itself with the Nesin Samayim. That's Losh. That you chai for it. The Gedder that the Prima Gadim says, when you have flour and water, if you try to pick it up, it won't be picked up until you need it. So you need a second stage. When you put the water on top of these seeds of flax, naturally it'll mix together, you pick it up, it'll come together with it in your hand. Well, naturally it will happen this way. Since that naturally happens, the world treasure soul happens right away. Therefore, Nichli get of a deraisa, even according to Yosef by Yudo. That means we said until now, Machmed Chak, Sevacham Yosef by Yudo, don't worry about the Nesino. But that's not always true. Even if Yosef by Yudo, that we pass like Mirka Din, there could be Nesino that's an Issa deraisa mamish. And won't have the heter of a Shas Chak, or a Tinik, or a Chayla, or a Kedoyim, all these different cases over here. Now,
that's not our Gibel.
What? It's because the Gibel happens with the Nesino.
That's what some Rishonim learn is La Bar Gibel.
No, it isn't by Gibel. No. Does not need Gibel, right? That is a Gibel Memelo. The Seas of Mayim itself has
a
Christ.
That's La Bar
Gibel, according to Rashi. No. Now that means it comes out from the Seas of Mayim, we're saying you can make a Machmed Chak. That's only in a situation where there needs to do a Gibel afterward. It happens all in the first act, so we know how to Issa the Raisa. Now, how far I take this Yisrael over here, the Sina does everything, the Shalom of the Swarm is a Dafka by Blila Ovo, even by case of Blila Raka. The Chamish one time that even a Blila Raka Issa the Raisa. Even Blila Raka Issa the Raisa. We're talking about the Shemir Shabbos, Yisraelim. Tashin and Moshe and Shuvah says, no, they will all be the Raisa. Rak will be this way, Avosa goes this way. Now, what does it mean practically? It speaks out this form. Take one simple case. Someone has instant potatoes of kat tapuche edama. You have piri, you have instant monachama, all these cases over here. Then what do? You have this powder and you put water on top. Let it sit for 5 minutes. You might have to sometimes mix it to just get the water there. But not inside the sugya of mixing it, make it into a dough over here. So it comes along that pouring the water in and of itself makes the potatoes. It makes it. You do not need an active Gibel over here. Speaks out of Moshe and the Chodashani and the Shmir Shabbos and others, that even according to Yosi by Yehuda is also. I only the Sina Samayim, because the Sina itself, the only thing that's being done over here, and you do not need a Gibel afterwards. There will be no heter b'shachat chak, no heter of your children, no heter of the b'di'evet. There is no heter. That's also even for Yosef by Yehuda. Now, there is a shaila how far to take these instant potatoes. They get the blila raka. Pashas, you'll say, and Shmir Shabbos does say, depends what you held, in this chum over here, they get to the flax with the water on top. And those who take the flax by the blila raka will be machmer by blila raka there, who did over here. Those who will be mekel, in the case of Mishinoi. Maisa, come along with Biashas, no. By the flax and water, it can be deraisa of ovo. So even by rakel, come along to be machmer. Mashed potatoes, you can never pick it up. It never comes one. So you want to taino, since it can never be'etzem come one, and never be in the parsha of little ovo mashed potatoes, when you put water on top of it, and take the instant potatoes, and there's piri, there's instant, make it a one, never comes that way. So then even those who are being machmer, and little rakel, in this chum over here, are putting on top of Simpsons, but not by the case of Piri. Piri and active Shina Lemaisa would work. Well, a Shikla Das question.
How far will the Rak
is? We'll have to get what Rak is. That's good. We'll have to get that also. Now, another example I speak out, you want to make instant oatmeal on Shabbos. Speak out there, Chorin, before you have a Baya. Even according to B'yeshi Bayudo. What about making pudding on Shabbos? Pouring water on top. So says Shmir Shabbos, Kulchosai, the Shitosai, there is no heter when it's Ovo or Rako. Says the Moshe, it depends. If it's Ovo, be the Raiso. If it's Rako, it cannot be do Shina the Gibel, Shina the Sino. The Shitosai, each one's going over here. But we can make pudding on Shabbos. Making jello on Shabbos. Rabbot has a shuba about it. Says, Bayav, no, but also, Chor Losh, and Chor Shani Shmer Shabbos, bring down jello. You just pour water on top. Now, I don't know how that works. They tell me you pour water on top of the jello, the powder over here, and it turns into jelly by itself. Those are acts over here that, even though we're Paschal, raised by Yehuda, there'll be no head to be inside the sink in the scene over here. I said it's an oatmeal.
Someone
made
this year. It gets
like
mushy.
We'll get to Rice Krispies and cornflakes maybe next week. Or after Purim. Next point according to Bais by Yehuda. Again, coming out over here, the Echad, Nason Essay, Kemach, along with the water, according to Bais by Yehuda, the loch is Yoiv Isser Deraiso. Now, when you read the Gemara over here, when you put the Kibble Yoiv Isser Deraiso, the Mishnah says that someone who takes Dioi pours water on top of it, and Erev Shabbos Mutar Non Shabbos. First thing tomorrow, who is the Mishnah like? Says Rabbi Yosef, who is the Mishnah like? It's only the Shita of Rabbi of the Isser of Nesino. First the Bayo, maybe the whole Machlokes of Yosef by Yehuda, and Rabbi is only a case of the Bar Gibel. When something is La Bar Gibel, maybe Chanami, even Rabbi Yosef by Yehuda, will agree to Rabbi the Isser of Nesino Shaboy. Ad Kan the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef does not answer back. That means the Gemara has a question, maybe by something that's La Bar Nesino, in La Bar Gibel, in Rabbi Yosef by Yehuda Shito, maybe it's going to be different. That means the Machlokes Abaya versus Rabbi Yosef by Yehuda. So I'm sorry, Abaya versus Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef's understanding that according to the idea of La Bar Gibel, it's going to be even the case of Bar Gibel, even better than the case of Bar Gibel. According to Abaya, comes out Bichomer Tvei. How do we pass him? Like a bayil or a beisiv? Something loved by Kibbutz, how do we pass him? Says the Tosfos to it, the fact that the beisiv did not answer back to a bayil is the ikker. Loved by Kibbutz is chomer tvei. Says the Chaznish, you have to realize that number one, the beisiv did not answer back, he did not say I agree to you. So he disagrees. Number two, a bayil is a Talmud from the Rebbe. And number three, a bayil only said as a question form, not as a statement form. For these three reasons, for Gert, the Ikka Locha is like a Yosef, not like a Bayo. I mean, Shmuel Yomach, Shiloh, what is the Ikka? Do we pass him like La Bar Gibel is worse, like a Bayo? Or is the Holoch of Yosef is not worse, it could be even better, like a Yosef? That's the Shiloh. We'll come down that something is La Bar Gibel, again, according to Yosef Yehuda, says Rambam, there is no Isser even the Sinus Mayim. That's before Rambam, says the Shayat Sin, even that's Rif Shito and that's Rashi Shito. Again, the Chanus disagrees. He says Rambam is a dasi chidoy, and there's not mukh for the Rif and not mukh from Rashi. He disagrees no Rashi and the Rif. None of the Chayatim. Then again, we have a Rambam Shita that says La Bar Gibel. There still is no Isser in the Nesino. Atzal Hasheni, the Eilim sort places. I assume in Dafid Ches, it makes the three levels in there. There's a Bar Gibel, La Bar Gibel, something in between, and the Ravid on the Rambam clearly disagrees. So forget something's not Bar Gibel. It's Chomer Tvei. It's much worse. And then when the Taz and Simon Shnum Abdal says that's how he paskin, Chayodom Kailam Al Chumro, and Mishmur's words are by us in Sifri Dal, Vechain Das Achronim. The Alocha writes, Vechain Das Achronim, we paskin, not like the Mechaber, not like the Rambam, something is loved by Gibel, even according to Abyeshi by Yehuda, there's an Isser in the Nesino. I mean, you have two times Isser in the Nesino according to Abyeshi by Yehuda. But the case that happens all in one shot, a second time, something is loved by Gibel over here. Chomet Tvei. Now, really, to understand the idea of Chomet Tvei, there's a third argument over here. When Mishavua says it over, and look at the Magen Mishnah and Shumas Hadeshin, that's how it's Chomet Tvei, and therefore the Nesina of the mind will mice its ulcer. Prim Godim, Tvei Asor, L'chai Odom, the Nesina of the mind, or Chashulchan, is ulcer. Come on, Be'etzem, we'll get to the Beis Yosef, and Shinchov Dalet explains the Chai Odom, and Be'etzem, the Chanish himself goes this way. Chomet Tvei means, not like we're passing a bite, there's Is Nesina. When the Paschal like a Yosef and Chomer Tvei and the Gibel itself will be Oslo Kuli Abba, even if Rebbe agrees to Rabbi Yosef by Yehuda. You mean it's in the Gibel over here. That means saying it's Chomer Tvei. Ravid Shita. Ravid says Chomer Tvei. What's Chomer Tvei? The Nesino or the Gibel? But Shabura says, what's the Chomer Tvei? Even if Yosef by Yehuda, there's an Is in the Nesino. Sachanish, no, it's Chomer Tvei. And even according to Rebbe, there's an Is in the Gibel over here, Is in the Reis over here. That means you have to understand there are three machlokes that comes out, a little bit confusing, but one machlok is Rabbi Yosef by Yehuda versus Rabbi. By the case of Bar Gibel, what's halacha? We be ikka paskin Rabbi Yosef by Yehuda, v'choshish for Rebbe. Number two, even a b'yisi by Yehuda, what's the halacha is it could be a case of a lar by gibel is a chomer tvei or not. That's what Chalik's Rambam versus Ravid. Rambam says not chomer tvei, Ravid said it is chomer tvei. Number three, even when it is chomer tvei, the Ravid shita, what does that mean, chomer tvei? Does it mean like the Mishibruah chomer tvei in the Sin Samayim, or chomer tvei in the gibel Shabayim? The halacha, the Swam come along and chosh for all four ideas over here, three machlokes and four different shitas. Number one, a pasuk raised by Yehuda. Number two, chosh for Rebbe. Number three, something is lab by Gibel. The Swam will go like Rashi, like the Mishnah Berurah, like the Ravid. The halacha is, I mean, it's the Sin Samayim. And number four, they'll say also lab by Gibel, according to the Ravid, according to Chadnish, a Bayam tells you give Gibel Shabbai. One more point, at least to start with. Negate to making a mixture, there are different ways of combining things together. There's a blila ovo, there's a blila rako, there's a big pieces over here, something called mayim achurim, dirty water, and something called the mosim mayim, something dissolved in water. So what exactly does it mean practically? I'll try to build from that to Bezhem next time. That means first we have an idea of a blila ovo, something that is thick, and a blila rako is something that's thin. The way I explain the Chanish, what is a blila rako? Something that pours, but it's not a liquid that has consistency to it. The way this one say very simple, you have a cake batter. You have a pancake. You have a pancake batter. These things over here have a consistency to it. It's thick, very thick. But yet it pours. Anything that pours nichon together of blila rako, be the dinner rabbonon, we could do a double shinul maisis mutar on Shabbos. Shinul the sina, shinul the givul. The second level, things that do not pour, things that plop out. Cow cheese plop out. Certain things that plop, that means you didn't make your egg with the mayonnaise, that plops over here, doesn't pour out, that'd be nichol negedah, a blila ovo, that'd be nichol negedah v'deraisa. That means simple avona is, again, a different way of saying over, a drop different, but it seems to be the swam go, something that pours is blila rako. The classic example is a cake batter. Something that pours out, plops out, nichol negedah of isteraisa of a blila ovo. The third level, mayim achurim. Those are the words in the Chadish. It says when you have dirty water. Now, it seems to be what he's saying. For example, you take cocoa and put inside cold water. It does not dissolve inside cold water. You put in, you can have it, you can drink it, you'll taste the cocoa. It's floating all around the place over there. But it's all inside over there. It doesn't dissolve. So the pieces inside, that is a pure liquid over here. Certainly, it's not just a pour. It's a drink. It's a pure liquid. With no consistency inside. Again, the Sefer Bar Gibel Chaim Kanievsky's son gets involved. We exactly switch over in the act of being a case of rako, something that's mayim achurim. It's not clear where to switch over. He blames Tzorachian. But something I think everyone understands, you have water with cocoa inside the cold water, doesn't mix. That's called dirty water. That says a Chadnish is not nichon get of losh. You're not combining things. It has to have a consistency to it. That's nothing. That's lesser. Come on, the lesser dummy. Hagam, they do speak out, but let's say when you put a lot of cocoa and it floats to the bottom, and now it's mixed inside a dirty water, but you have a bottom, a lot of cocoa with water inside, and it sticks together. Says the Chadnish, if it's Nishkoim Lishulei Kadeiro, then you have a Bayah L'chor Mitan Sugi of Losh. Who you have a problem with Losh? What's Nafkamino? They point out Turkish coffee. That means they say L'chor, the Chadnish is saying in Mamish the case of Turkish coffee. Turkish coffee, you have all the pieces on the bottom over here. The mamish can turn to mud and a hard object over here, a mamish of little over, turn to rock. Says the Sefer Bar Gibel, that if you make a case of rako on the bottom somehow, so you can involve into an act of machinery. But numerous times, the case of the bottom is little over. Little over, you can't do on Shabbos over here. No act of machine over here. Chosh Rebbe, you can't make it on Shabbos. I spoke to a Berkowitz, my son wants to ask it. You spoke to a Berkowitz, he wants to ask it over here, because I was thinking of Losh over here, and others. I've said a Sheni, a Gam days before Shech HaNish says that when it sinks to the bottom, it should be a problem. The question is, what is his Akimto? Those who want tiny, his Akimto is when you plan to use the bottom, there's a mile to it. But the Sefer Shalmi Anderson says that he went around, or his friend went around, to Shlomo Zalman, and to Rav Wozner, and to Shmir Shalmi Kachosai, and all three agreed. It's an act of a grumble of a psych racial inichle. You're not miscounting the Kiyuzah, there's no desire for it, an act of a grumble over here. And therefore, grumble of the psych racial inichle, we know already from the Sugya of grumble, it's a chum of a das yochid of any yolk, in machmer, to do a bottom, we have a psych racial inichle, picking up a place from a mekel. So why weren't we in machmer over here? The act, this is nichna get a lush over here. Hagami do have to start getting involved with. Why isn't every lush really an act of a gromo? What defines gromo versus bitkin mayo? Forget if it sits close to the bottom, maybe it's not an act of gromo. You still argue the point, is it true? This is an act of gromo or not. You can argue the point of it back and forth. You have to have rayas, I'm not sure you have any chlorayas, of is nichna get a gromo or not. Well, they want to argue, and they said it was presented to these gedolim. They want to be mekel tzad. Not they disagree with the side of the chaznish. Chaznish is close to the bottom. Be a gain on everything. It's a milatur you use at the end of the day. That's what he's asking it. However, something that you don't care. Q is Z. There's no milatur. It's garbage. Don't get the garbage over here. It's an act of grubba. Why be chai for it? Why be any lush? That's not lush. I don't care about that. That's garbage over here. A shikl of das question. How far to take the side of the chaznish? The next idea, the next level, again, went Blil Ovo, Blil Raka, and Mayim Achurim. The next paragraph of the Chavnish says another level, something that dissolves in the water. That means you have instant coffee, you have instant tea, sugar, those things you dissolve in water, that's mamish nothing. They're dissolving. Not about it, it's nothing. Now they do discuss, if that's so, what happens when you put the instant, it's on the bottom, you have to mix it. So do you make a Blilo, and you make at least Blilo? What happened, again, it was granules, and you have hot water you put it on top over here, this, on the bottom it's still there, and you have to mix it. So did you make it lush and ice lush? So my son, there is a question of Shlom Zalman, is Noita, and a clear of Shlom Shmir Shabbos, and Moshe, and Shabbos, and others. No, that's all the act of making it. It's not like you made an act of lush in between your evenness over here. I can hear those who want to argue the point. I know afterwards guys will argue. And there is a safer after the Yashmi wants to tie them to Aser. He wants to do a case of a Sheen over here. Well, myself, be swerish with the striker idea over here to say that since the whole pool over here is to dissolve it, the stage in between that for a moment or longer than a moment, it seems to be the pool of Lush over here. You don't seem to really worry about it. There's no Sheevas of the act that you're doing over here. So again, we went through four levels. Again, Ovo, Deraisa, Rakas, Derabonon, my machurim, and then the most of my mice are not nichna get of lush. Now there is one more level, leave it the next time, it's getting late over here. Again, having pieces over here. There's big pieces and small pieces. The case of the Taz brought down by the Mishnah Berurah, it's the Kotan Samaches, the Venkot Mishnah Berurah. That means, can you make coleslaw on Shabbos? Can you make potato salad on Shabbos? Or can you do these different things with mayonnaise inside with the pieces over here? What is the category of negated pieces? Now, just, Mitzad HaBurah, Be'eshem on Sunday, again, like go to the Sugyo, get the Sugyo Klar, go sift by sift what it says on the page over here. That's Mitzad Sunday. Mitzad Monday, there's a Tzoyim, and Be'eshem, there'll be a grist, hopefully, by the Chavur, by Shia. Yitav Ismanoi. What? Sorry? I'm sorry, Yosef Reich. Sorry. On Tuesday, it's Purim. Purim, by us, the Chavur, we have Yeshiva. Yeshiva Smeah has buses going in the morning and back in the afternoon. Maestro Olam comes every year. The Olam, a little less of Olam because some people live out of the city. Otherwise, the Olam of Ada comes. It's a little bit freilich over here. We have some wine or whatever else the guys bring and drink and dress up or whatever. Each one up to their own over here. At the end of the same Beis Shem, there'll be a Chaburah. I think this year may be about costumes, if it's Matim or whatever they don't tell me what to speak about. And the Chaburah. Because they tell me they're tired of hearing about why women should drink already. We know that halacha women have to drink a pour. That's the guy to Tuesday. Tuesday night, the Olam is invited to my house in Harnof. Now, this year, I'm trying to make it easier for my wife to just have more simple stuff. I know last year, she made a lot. I actually don't even plan to tell my wife that Olam is coming. Whatever I decide to buy and bring, that Olam will be there. The Olam is invited to my house on Tuesday night. Wednesday, the Maaseh Purim, Lahidu Mois Oro, Oro Zutoro, so Badi Yafar Toro on Wednesday. That each one, the Ramos says, before the Sudo. By Ari's having the Olam for the Purim Sudo, and I can start, actually the Ramos says, you start the Purim Sudo with the Torah, and then whatever happens, happens, right? Hudu Mois Oro, you start the Mil Torah, and that's it. After whatever happens, happens. On Thursday, there's Yeshiva. There are bosses. Now, if you cannot learn and you don't feel well, so come put your head down over here, M'chazik the Olam. Worst comes to worst, you'll have some time to pick up your head and learn something. Maestro, our bosses, M'chazik the Olam. It's good for the Tzibur, it's good for the Yeshiva, and Maestro, staying at home is, I've learned by most of us, not too healthy anyway. So, and the wife appreciates when you go sometimes, especially spend some days with her, and you can have Shabbos with her anyway. Nice, here we go. On Sunday, again, afterwards, we'll end off with living case in the gate of the Sigil Lush. We'll start Chazara on the whole entire Zman. We have a test on the whole Zman of Mishnah Berurah. We learn all the Siduri to pass until the Sigil Bishul. And if you're not going to acquire it now, in the option of Amosai, this is the time you have to learn it now. In fact, to acquire the Torah. It was as simple as the Torah. Like, who the boys are, the Torah, I forget the
name. Tomorrow, we have to try to have this close of our giving a summary.